Good morning. It would be really helpful if you could keep your Bibles open at that psalm. As Will said, in our sermon series, we've come to Psalm 23, which is such a famous and beautiful psalm. And I expect there are people here who had that psalm at their wedding, because it has something to say to us at lots of different moments of our lives. It was written by King David, or for him, and he, of course, knew all about sheep and shepherding, because he was a shepherd as a boy, and so he was totally qualified to put together and understand a psalm on this subject. The Lord is my shepherd, begins the psalm. And of course, if God is likened to a shepherd, then that means that we are the sheep. And we are like sheep. So we're going to take a little look at what sheep are like this morning and see whether we think that we have some of those same characteristics. And there are going to be some pictures up on the screen behind me. Johnny, if we could have the first one. Here we are. Yay. So what's this a picture of? Sheep in what do we call it? Flock. A flock of sheep. Now, sheep are best known for their strong flocking instinct. They stick together in large groups for protection, because that's really the only way they have to be protected from things like wolves, because they haven't really got speed on their side in order to run away. They're safety in numbers when it comes to sheep, but they're sociable and they graze together. They need to see each other. And if they always have contact with other sheep, it's known that their stress levels stay under control. Now, we're a bit the same, aren't we? We are made to live in relationships. We're not meant to live in isolation from each other. We're more likely to feel happy and less fearful if we have others to keep us going and encourage us. Next one. Okay. The disadvantage of the strong instinct to band together in a large group is that sheep also have a tendency to follow the crowd. So when one sheep moves, the rest will follow, even if it's not a good idea. Now, in July 2005 in Turkey, one sheep jumped over a cliff and 1,500 followed it. And that led to the death of 450 sheep. The good thing was that those who jumped the latest had a nice soft landing. So they survived. Probably if you asked a sheep why it started running, it would say, well, because he started running. And the next one would say the same. But until you got to the last sheep, who'd say, well, I don't know. Do you think we're the same? Sometimes if we're with a group of friends at school or at work, it's easy to go with the crowd, even if we don't like what's going on. It might mean joining in gossip or criticizing or being unkind to someone else. Sometimes we might think someone is amazing, so we do what they do or what they ask us to do, even if that means hurting others or ourselves. And we don't take the time to question what's happening. We can all too easily just follow like those sheep, even if it's not a good idea, and we end up being hurt in some way, whether that's physically or through sadness or because we feel that we are now distant from God. Next one, Johnny. Because sheep naturally choose to be together and they tend to follow each other, if they get separated from the flock, they become hopelessly lost and have no idea what to do. They'll often walk round in endless circles in a confused state because they have no sense of direction. And this particular sheep did hold up the railways for a little while, I gather. They do tend to have a reputation for straying and getting lost. A book in the Bible called Isaiah says, "We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to our own way." The Bible seems pretty clear that we are like sheep. So we too wander off. We go our own way. We get confused about our lives and where they're going. And we try and work it all out ourselves, our own way. Next one, Johnny. And of course, along with that tendency to wander off, sheep are stubborn. They know their minds and they can't always be persuaded to go the way we want them to go. I wonder if you have a stubborn streak in you. I do, because I'll sometimes hold out in an argument about something pretty pathetic, but just to prove that I'm right and I won't back down. Paul and I have a goddaughter who, as a toddler, wouldn't accept help and would say, "I'll do it by my own." So whether you're younger or older here today, I expect we can all identify with that. We say to God, "I'll do it by my own." We're stubborn and we'll only go the way we choose. Next one. If you've ever driven a car beside sheep, you'll know that you have to be careful. We had a holiday in Cornwall and the drive of the house went through a field of sheep. And on more than one occasion, instead of just simply standing to the side and letting the car through, the sheep would run in front of the car all the way up the drive to the house. Or there was the experience of a friend of ours who did have a sheep walk out in front of the car. He hit it. The sheep flew up in the air, landed, and simply carried on chewing beside the road. You can never be sure what sheep may do next. And I suspect we're a bit like that. We're up and we're down. We're happy one minute. We're sad the next. We're happy, then we're moody. And we're not always easy to live with. Sheep are easily frightened. They're afraid of the unknown, of darkness, of strange pastures and strange buildings. And we too, of course, have fears, don't we? It might be being afraid of the dark or of starting or changing schools. We might be afraid of what's going to happen next in the future or of health or financial problems. Sad thoughts and worries all too easily come over us. Johnny? So for all these reasons, sheep need help and to be supervised. Many animals you can leave and they just get on with it, but not sheep. They depend on the shepherd and they cannot live without his help. And that of course takes us back to the psalm, "The Lord is my shepherd." We need his help. And because he is with us, we don't need to be afraid. So we've taken a look at what sheep are like, and if we're honest, we can see our likeness in them. We turn now to the shepherd. We learn in verse 1 that "the Lord is my shepherd. I shall lack nothing. I shall not be in want. The shepherd meets all my needs." And that's the first thing we learn about a shepherd. He meets the needs of the sheep. And I've got some things here, some visual aids just to help us that the psalm talks about. And we're going to look at what the Lord does for us as our shepherd. So here's the first one. Bit of hoovering later. And okay, so look with me at verse 2. "He makes me lie down in green pastures and leads me beside quiet waters." The shepherd provides rest and refreshment for the sheep. And there's just rest in those words, isn't there? Green pastures and quiet waters. But that wasn't an easy job for a shepherd in the harsh conditions of the desert. He really needed skill and devotion. This is where I need my glamorous assistant, Leslie. Okay, if you'd like to come up,
I'm
Leslie.
Not lying on that.
No, you're not lying on the grass. What a shame. Okay, if you'd like to stand there so people can see you. Okay, so here we have the rod and the staff. Now, the staff has been used by my friend Farmer Neil to you know, really herd real sheep. I'm sure you could, he said you could sniff it and probably get the smell of sheep. You might like to come and sniff it later. Thank you, Leslie. You hold those? Lovely. Verse 4 tells us that the shepherd carried the rod and the staff. Now, and that they were comforting for the sheep. Now, why was that? Well, they were a sign that he was the genuine shepherd. They were used to defend the sheep, to beat off anything trying to attack. And they were used to rescue the sheep from danger. So I guess if a sheep got stuck between rocks, you could then use this end to help the sheep out. And the rod was a good stick to keep something away. They were used to guide the sheep, to poke them and prod them in the right direction. So the shepherd guides, protects and defends the sheep. And the fact that the shepherd is there walking with them through difficult paths means that they're unafraid. Okay, so thank you, Leslie. You might like to come at the end of the service and look at some of these things, and that's absolutely fine. Hopefully that's going to stay. Okay. And the next thing, sorry, Will, is my horn, my cow's horn. The shepherd would carry oil in this horn. And verse 5 says, "You anoint my head with oil." The oil would be used to treat any injuries that the sheep had, but also rubbing it into the sheep would mean that pests and parasites could be kept at bay. Anointing the head with oil for the people first reading this psalm was also a sign of being honoured and being welcomed. So if God is our shepherd, what does it mean for us? How can it help us pray our fears, to deal with our fears? Well, we learn from this psalm that the God who made the universe is also my shepherd. He knows each of us and watches over us. We learn that God will meet all our needs. He provides us with rest and refreshment for our physical bodies, our life, our soul, our very being. Our shepherd is there to lead us. A shepherd, as this picture shows, always goes in front and the sheep follow. He guides us along the right path and he's with us when that path goes through a dark valley. Here it's called the valley of the shadow of death. And in the Psalms, death is used generally to mean wherever we suffer harm. There are plenty of things that frighten us, whether real or in our imaginations. And many of us know how much worse things feel in the middle of the night. But he's there to guide us and protect us. He can be trusted. And we need to name our fears and help our children and help each other to name our fears and pray them. And we discover God is with us in the experience of fear. And we see that God doesn't reject us in our fear, because this psalm tells us that he sits us down. He welcomes us with honor. We are important to him. And our cup overflows. We are more than satisfied, and we find that goodness and love will follow us all our days. He is with us through our lives and beyond. And that's where my final helpful symbol comes in. The psalm also speaks to us of Jesus, who described himself as the good shepherd who is willing to lay down his life for the sheep. He was so concerned for us as his sheep, loves us so much that he gave up his life. We have greater comfort in our fears because we have a shepherd who knows us by name, who comes looking for us when we're lost, who lifts us up in his arms and carries us back to safety, and will always be there for us. So just to finish, I read the story of a bishop in Africa who was living at a time of trouble when the church was suffering and a time of great fear. And what he said was, "The Lord is my shepherd. That is how I live. The Lord is my shepherd. That is how I live." Let's pray. Lord, you are our shepherd, and we thank you that you put up with us, those wandering, stubborn, fearful sheep. And Lord, please come and be our shepherd, and that may be how we live. Amen.